Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
All right, we're going to give this a shot.
Let's do it.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin, at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby, at RHanson817. It is Monday, August 30th, and we have had quite a weekend.
Yes.
Of just nonstop good times and partying and birthday celebrations and you name it. We did it all this weekend.
Yes.
Took a Greyhound for the first time. That was interesting.
Nice.
And just, you know, what's funny is that I went to Vegas, enjoyed that for a week, and then went to Atlantic City maybe about a week later. So I've definitely just, in terms of just casinos and gambling and things like that, I've just kind of, I'm a little tired.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It feels nice to sleep in your own bed again for a little bit.
Oh, it was very nice.
Not hearing the sound of, you know, slot machines or other things going at all hours of the day or night.
Sure. It's been a good time though. I've definitely, you know. You always like, all right, the next time we come down, we're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. You always like have that in the back of your mind. You know what I mean?
This one I feel like. And obviously, you can talk a little bit more about how you feel about your Vegas trip. But, like, even just for this trip for Atlantic City, everything we've said we were going to do, for the most part, we pretty much did it. And I think we pretty much did it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everything from, like, hey, we're going to make sure we take advantage of deck time for the pool or the hot tub. Or, hey, we're going to make sure we go find a new food spot or something we haven't tried before, or you know, we're gonna make sure we stay there the 2.6 days so that way that we can get a nice little rest and relaxation before we head back up, you know, to food, you know, the food options, to, you know, going to see fun bands or whatever it was. Yeah, I can't say that there was anything I would have changed, again, outside of it being like COVID times.
Yeah, the COVID thing just always puts
it dampers the whole.
Puts a damper on it. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, I mean, unfortunately, this is just the reality for right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like you make the best of it.
Absolutely.
Or you make the most of it, I guess, would be the way to say it. But yeah, we still have fun. Everything was great.
Heck,
we had a good time.
Absolutely.
Good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the gold nugget. The gold nugget, man. That H2O pool, man. They got something going on there.
Yep.
Out of all the places, I think, in Atlantic City, I think that might be. I haven't been to HQ in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be part of the.
It was Revel, right?
Revel, which is now Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been to the HQ pool. I think that might be the only one.
That, from what I've read, is more clubby.
Okay.
That's more like your day club. Or pool club, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Have you been to Borgata? Borgata's pool? Because Borgata's pool is pretty nice, too. I don't know if it has the jacuzzi set up the way that Gold Nugget does, but...
Yeah, I haven't been... No.
I think I was there. I know I was there at least once with Chuck and Katie. And it was very nice, you know, cabana style, the whole deal.
Sure.
Bar... You know, big pool, everything like that. There's something about it. Maybe it's because you can just walk over and look out onto the, you know, the harbor or whatever it is and see all the boats and whatever else. But no, I have a very strong affinity for Gold Nugget's pool setup.
Okay. I guess this is something that we'll do the next time we go down.
I'm fine with that.
Check out some other pools.
Yeah, sure.
I gotta bring another pair of swimming trunks.
I gotta buy another pair.
Just to alternate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I only have two. I technically have other ones, but they're like kind of outdated swimming mm-hmm. trunks.
Yeah.
So I want to get something a little more modern.
Okay.
You know?
We going 4 inches?
Listen, we're not we going Magna PI.
Are we going thighs day?
I mean, everybody was making fun of my plaid pants down there.
Why?
Ooh. We're not making fun, but I'm just saying in terms of, you know, because they're fitted.
They were on the snugger side, yes, sir.
but that's the look.
It's no, like yeah, I know. It's just not one I will ever do. You also have a body type that's more proportional for that, where I'm like shorter and stockier. Like, sit down sumo squat, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, yep, new pants.
They're stretching. Okay. That's the key behind a lot of these newer brands of mm-hmm. of pants that okay. come out, because the one thing I mean, don't get me wrong, I have jeans, but now what is become more trendy
mm-hmm.
is obviously a slimmer. They have like the athletic fit jeans now,
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, obviously they had slim, they had skinny,
right?
So I have a couple of those in the arsenal.
You also have a much better shoe game too, and I feel like if you're gonna wear something that slim fitting or that, you know, whatever, and then obviously you have like the bare ankle or whatever, then you have to have shoes or sneakers or something to go with that. I'm like, I just have dress shoes, and then I have like the shoes that are comfortable for me to walk.
Yo, we gotta get you some loafers.
I'm not opposed to that.
We gotta get some loafers. Wow, you're on board with loafers?
No, absolutely. The only thing is we will not do is it'll not be a penny loafer, because I feel like that's rather
dated
and nothing with a tassel, because I'm not Italian.
No. We can go just straight loafers. We can go just straight like dress loafers.
Like
no socks though. Cannot wear socks with them.
You can, like in wintertime, can't you? Or is loafer in only summertime?
I mean, I think from what I've seen, could you wear socks with loafers? Of course you can.
Obviously a good, like a fun dress sock, not like, you know, my Adidas whites.
Right, but if you have the ability to not wear socks,
sure, well, yeah.
Or you know what you should do? No-show socks. You rock some no-show socks, okay. And that way you don't smell up the shoes.
Do you not worry though that your ankle will get cold if you try to do that in the wintertime?
Oh, you'd be all right.
Or is loafer only a summertime shoe?
As far as I've seen it, You could rock loafers all year round.
Okay.
However, obviously, depending on if there's like snow and ice on the ground, you gotta have to be a little more careful.
Get a solid duck boot for that. Nice L.L. Bean or some reasonable facsimile of.
Yeah, just
something with fur if it's really chilly.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that might be the next purchase on the list. Get some loafers.
Yeah, loafers?
Get some loafers. Get some loafers and
I'm like, as much fun as we had in Atlantic City, as much as, you know, I'm not feeling the inside of my pockets when it comes to Atlantic City, we're not getting Gucci yet. Like, we're still in the same tax bracket for those loafers.
No, you gotta build up to it.
Okay.
You gotta build up to it. You gotta get a starter loafer. Probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably like a Steve Madden. Or go to like DSW.
I was gonna say, go to DSW. Like, hi, where's your starter loafer section, please?
Oh, they'll tell you down aisle 3.
Yeah, I think if you ask the right person, they'll know exactly what to do.
You go to DSW. Honestly, DSW, like, I mean,
they're not bad. They have a great selection of stuff. Of good
I mean,
stuff.
Here's the thing: is that like, I don't think I'm breaking the glass at all.
Mm-hmm.
But DSW has some pretty, like, as much as I talk about like, you know, Nike Air Force Ones and, you know, Air Force One lows. Mm-hmm. They have comparable Nike sneakers. Like, a lot of times when people think Nikes, they think like three specific styles, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these other variations and mm-hmm. similarities and facsimiles of Nike sneakers, and they're all DSW.
Yeah, I can see that.
So like, it may not necessarily be an Air Force One, but it'll be an all-white, low-top Nike sneaker
mm-hmm.
that doesn't look like bootleg.
Yeah,
and they got a couple of Air Maxes
mm-hmm.
that I've seen there in different colorways. I'm like, I'll get those.
Yeah.
I'd rock those. You know, but I feel like right now, like all that stuff's gonna be put on pause, because you know, like I don't have anything really. I do have a wedding coming up, but besides that, yeah, but I think at the regular wedding, I would probably just wear like nice dress shoes and socks.
Right. Yeah.
I think I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
so all that stuff will get put on pause. Because I realized anytime I was going to, like, I was like, I'm going to Vegas, all right, I got to get a couple things. I'm going to see him, get a couple things. Mm-hmm. Make sure your shit looks right. And that's the one thing. Here at the Rabbit Hole Podcast, we want to make sure that you look right.
Of course.
They feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Get that swag game up.
Right.
And definitely with some plaid pants.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably a maybe like a tennis shoe, a Stan Smith or or an Air Force One,
mm-hmm.
or a one of the alternate choices you can get at DSW. Right. There's a couple of sneakers I saw that I was like, yeah, I'd come back to DSW.
Okay,
cop a couple pairs of sneakers. I gotta find room for them though.
Right,
that's all.
You need a bigger closet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I do. My one closet day by day is getting a little less full.
See, there you go.
Because I'm just consolidating.
Okay.
I'm consolidating a lot of the stuff that has been in my apartment for quite some time now.
Sure.
A time limit has surpassed.
Okay.
And it's time to literally and figuratively clean house.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing.
I can still come over, right?
I'm sorry?
I can still come over, right?
Like, oh, yeah, of course. Okay. If anything, now you have more room.
This is also true. I can put my feet up.
Yeah.
Expose an ankle.
Yeah.
Have a loafer.
Yeah.
I could have a starter loafer and an apartment loafer.
That's just crazy talk.
Right?
It's just crazy talk. What do you mean? Two?
Man's got an apartment loafer. You're like, I wonder what he does for a living.
I actually just like Googled loafers for men too. Yeah, okay. DSW. Yeah, $69.99. You got some LL Beans, but those look more like a boat shoe.
Okay.
But
I do enjoy my boat shoe, but no.
That's the one trend that I never got. I got slip-on Vans.
Mm-hmm. Which that's a nice alternative.
Right. Yeah, they got some. I'm looking at these Steve Madden loafers. They look kind of like they might be like a little suede look.
Okay.
Yeah, I cop those.
All right.
I see the ones you want to talk about. Starter loafer and then going. You're talking about Gucci.
Sure.
The Louboutins, they got some crazy men's loafers.
For men?
Oh yeah, they got men's shoes.
Oh.
It's just that.
Does it actually have the red bottom too? For them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're like funky. They're a little too much in my opinion.
Okay.
They're kind of dope looking, but they're also a little right. Like it's something like Nick Cannon would wear on what is he host now? Masked Singer.
Okay.
It's a very Nick Cannon like shoe. I feel like that's the only person I could see wearing those. Or somebody
I like the fact
like,
that Nick Cannon is the first thing you go to when you think of trying too hard.
He has
doing a little too much. Yes.
Yeah, he has his moments.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a little too much, and then sometimes it's like, yeah, you know what? I actually like what he's got on. He's got some good. He's that type of person. There's a couple people who I feel like can go from fully urban to like super like clean, dressed up, ready to go out for the evening.
Okay.
He's one of those guys that can do both, in my opinion.
I'm assuming the other ones, majority of them play in the NBA?
Definitely sports athletes.
Okay.
Like, off the top of my head, I feel like Usher can do it.
Sure.
Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy, back in the day, Diddy now, his style's kind of evolved into something else.
Okay.
That's like a... If there's like an award show, like Diddy might show up just rocking something like a la Black Panther,
sure.
Wakanda,
right.
African dress.
Okay.
And that's not a knock. That's just like he used to do like the traditional like Rat Pack,
sure.
White tuxedo blazer type shit. Now he's kind of like evolved to like a whole other level in terms of style game like that.
Is he just conquering different genres in that sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still more like, listen, I know what works for me, and every once in a while I'll experiment a la fitted plaid pants with a racing stripe on the side. But I also know, you know, I'll stay in my lane a little bit.
It's why you'll never see me with just complete skinny anything. In that sense, I know where my lane is. I know where it is. I'm perfectly comfortable in my lane.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. We'll venture out a little bit and we'll try that loafer with no sock. We'll see how that looks.
It's baby steps.
That's it.
And then next thing you know, like 6 months down the road, you're going to be rocking Magnum
PIs. All seersucker.
Just going to be rocking straight Magnum PIs.
Right.
The Magnum PI shorts.
Oh, I will do thighs day. I have no problem with that. This is a nice little four, just a nice little 4-inch.
I feel like we've really been harping on these shorts for like the last couple times.
We really have, because it has its moment. It has its moment to shine.
Yes.
Like as soon as it starts getting chilly out, I'm like, no.
I'm one of those people that wears shorts all year round in the gym. Just thinking about, we talk about shorts.
I wear shorts pretty much almost all year round anyway, just like at my house. Like, it's just a matter of whether or not I'm wearing a t-shirt or I'm wearing a hoodie.
I do wear compression pants underneath the shorts if I'm going to the gym, if it's cold.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know what, like, I can't, sweatpants at the gym, for me, just, they don't work for me.
I agree with that.
Because then, like, sometimes then you roll up the pant leg and all that. I'm like, I'm good with shorts, compression pants. I know some people rock the sweatpants and then they take them off when they go to the gym. And see, I don't feel like carrying anything when I go to the gym. I just feel like
Do you use a locker or anything?
What's that?
Do you use a locker?
I mean, here's the thing. Wasn't able to for the last...
for the last 18 months or
so. Year and a half because of COVID.
Yeah.
But now, I would just usually... The only thing I would do, I would use a locker, but, like, I would have maybe, like a hoodie on. And then a lot of times I'll just take the hoodie off and just throw it in a locker.
Okay. I was always a big fan of the zip-up hoodie. Take the zip-up hoodie, throw that
in the locker. With no lock on it. Somebody really wants my beat-up Nike zip-up hoodie,
right.
You probably need more than I do. So,
And you're welcome for it.
Yes.
Yeah, because you probably keep everything else on. Your keys, cell phone, wallet.
I usually leave a wallet in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave a wallet in the car. Bring the keys. Maybe 2 bottles of water. And that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that guy that's walking around with a jug of water. Sorry for all the people that listen that do that. That's never going to be me.
The only time I've ever done that was staying in a hotel. Where I'm like, I want a quantity of water, and I don't really feel like buying 6 bottles of it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I'll carry, but here's the thing. I'm going to pour it into a cup. Like, I'm not just going to carry around like a meathead, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at a Holiday Inn. It's like, you know, I would like some water, and I don't trust this tap, so.
Shout out to the dudes at the gym that you want to talk about, like, the guy with the jug of water, the 2-liter bottle of water that's just walking around, and then the guy that continually just brings the duffel bag full of God knows what to every machine, just drops it, and just, like, you know, does, like, 2 or 3 machines at once, and just, like, run around, like, zipping by, this, that, and the other. I'm like, you and I are not the same person.
No. And I, again, like you said, I understand not being able to use lockers pre-COVID, or during COVID, but there were people like that before that.
Right.
So not for nothing, like, here's $6, go to ShopRite, get a master lock, and you're welcome.
I don't know, I just feel like...
There's no need to carry it all around.
It's a literal and figurative flex. They're like, about this gym life that I'm going to walk around with a duffel bag, with like a Nike duffel, and it's full.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like, oh, maybe it's like a hoodie and like your composition pad of what you're gonna do today, like your workout routine.
Yeah.
It's like full of like what's in there.
I'm gonna do that, but I'm gonna do it with fucking snacks. Like, I'm gonna walk in, I'm gonna have Pringles, I'm gonna have fucking like Skittles, I'm gonna have a whole bunch of different. I'm gonna sit at like, you know, the lat pull down machine and just have a ding dong because I fucking can. Because that's to me, that's the equivalent.
There are times I've gone to the gym and I've just like, I was like, I'm bringing my coffee in.
Yeah.
And I'll just like have my coffee and I'll just like put it up, you know, windowsill or whatever like that, and I'm sipping my coffee and I'm doing a workout.
Wendy's Baconator, same difference. That doesn't say
you know what? Let me tell you something about Wendy's.
Same thing on the Smith machine. Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Wendy's. Fuck Reggie Bush. And not in a just because I've been talking about this Wendy's breakfast thing for a fucking couple podcasts now. This motherfucker comes along and all of a sudden he's in the commercials.
You know what the funny thing is though? You didn't hate it when Reggie Miller was doing it.
Reggie Miller was doing Wendy's commercials?
He was doing Wendy's commercials where he moved into a Wendy's.
I don't recall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I really don't.
And he was moving in there so he could have Wendy's breakfast. So I feel like subconsciously there might be something with you and Reggie Bush. What's going on? You don't want to do push-ups in GQ magazine with Kim K on your back? It's the last time I remember anything about Reggie Bush outside of the fact that he got his Heisman stripped and then he, you know, once the name and image likeness stuff came around, he was like,
Watch these old Reggie Miller Wendy's commercials for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if that's the case, this might have been the old Wendy's breakfast. And then when they did this brand new one,
they fucking upgraded to Reggie Bush.
They did. They absolutely did. Because that Wendy's breakfast is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like that, you know, torn up about Reggie Bush being in Wendy's commercials.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's just funny that I felt like I've been talking about this for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, hey, look, it's like a real thing now because Reggie Bush is pushing their breakfast sandwich. By the way, tell
them. It
wasn't,
by the way. Wendy's Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit TV with Reggie Miller. It was the first thing that came up on the Google.
If those commercials exist, I really do not remember them. I've mentally blocked them out, I guess. I don't know.
I think you mentally have something against Reggie Bush.
I don't think I do, though. Not on a personal level. Even like when I say fuck Reggie Bush, not really.
All of a sudden, you're just glass breaking. I fucking do hate Reggie Bush.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Yeah, he is an asshole.
Why is this the name of the podcast this week? Did we just title it already?
It's a picture of him.
Like, I fucking hate Reggie Bush.
Wendy's breakfast sandwiches.
Right?
One in each hand.
Yeah. This podcast you're talking about, I fucking hate Reggie Bush.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. But the Wendy's breakfast is pretty delicious. Mm-hmm. Haven't had it in a while. Maybe I'll grab it sometime this week.
What I don't understand is why they don't all just serve. Like, eventually McDonald's jumped the shark and was like, fuck it, we'll give you breakfast all day.
Dude, does McDonald's do that? Because I feel like some of them do, and some of them do not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, why doesn't everyone just serve? Like, what are you hurting?
What I remember McDonald's doing at one point was you could get lunch at breakfast. Okay. But I feel like you couldn't get breakfast at lunch.
I'm pretty sure for a little while that McDonald's you could. I think you could do 24-hour breakfast.
I could be wrong, and it could be a location-to-location thing.
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean, hey, go to McDonald's tomorrow. Report back. Yeah, like, hey, by the way, can I get an egg McMuffin? It'll be 10:35. Can I get an egg McMuffin, please? I'm sorry. Yeah. Breakfast is close. You know, breakfast is
breakfast is over
till 10:30. Breakfast is over. Like, fuck you, and just drive off.
Yeah. And Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
You didn't even do a commercial for us.
McDonald's has enough money.
Mm-hmm.
They make enough money. But anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. Glad to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of technical difficulties. I really hope. I mean, right now, I got headphones in, so I'm listening to it, and I'm also listening to myself talk, so it's kind of weird. So if I feel like I'm spacing on my words a little bit, I apologize, because I'm trying to test out all the equipment, because we've been having issues with recording the podcast in the past couple of weeks. Plus, my work schedule has just been crazy. Was on vacation.
You're also like, for all intents and purposes, bi-coastal the last 2 weeks.
This is also
going to Vegas
true.
And then coming back down here, working every day in between that. So, but how was Vegas? Did we miss it?
Fantastic.
Did we miss it? Was it still the same? Did it miss you?
It's funny because the first thing people always ask me, it's like, oh, did you make any money? It's like, how'd you do? And it's like, I made a couple of investments.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're like, Kev, here, we're going to hold on to this for you.
Right.
Next time you come back out, we got you. I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks, Palazzo.
It's only a loss if you never come back.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is also very true. It was, first off, like, I talked to you a little bit about it before we got on the podcast. JetBlue, they have, I guess, now a first class option. JetBlue Mosaic / Mint.
Okay.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's I've never flown first class before.
Okay.
And now that I've gotten a taste of it, I'm ruined.
Yeah.
I'm ruined now. And I know that ultimately, like, there's going to come a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fly coach.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that JetBlue Mint. With the seat that turns into a bed that also can massage you from head to toe.
Yeah.
And the speakers they give you that are essentially like Bose or Beats by Dre quality.
Okay.
And the food.
Mm-hmm.
They give you like this card where it's like, check off three items.
Yeah.
Like I had on a tray, I had like, and they're all like, you know, like individual portions, but they're still pretty good. I had a lasagna, a chicken paillard, and a baby pear salad.
Okay.
And a Tito's Spray.
Right?
Two of them. Delicious. Yeah. It was great. This is, I felt like there was like a moment where like when people are like walking by me in my first class seat, I felt a little bit of hate. I felt a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. But if according to the Diddy Bunch board, I'd be one of 10 celebrities. So
yes. They're
probably like, oh, maybe that was Wayne Brady. Oh, Wayne Brady's on the flight.
That's awesome. attention to flight.
Yeah, I know, right? Attention passengers, we appear to have... See, that's the thing. I don't think they would announce celebrities on the flight.
No, they just kind of
they're like, oh, wow. It's when you see the the flight attendants just kind of whispering and snickering to each other. It's like, is that who?
Brady. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, it is. It's fucking Wayne Brady.
I think that's The Weeknd.
Is that Mike Tomlin's cousin flying first class?
Like, who is he?
It's the guy who hates Reggie Bush, but I think he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I know, right? But it was not. The flight was dope. The flight was quick, too. Like, for me, I was like, this flight was fast as hell. We got here quick as hell.
Well, yeah, considering you're in the lap of luxury the entire time. Like, when you're sitting on a fucking pincushion with, like, you know, half an armrest that doesn't even work, you're like, all right, are we there yet? Like,
and they actually give you these, like, gifts, like, packages. They give this, like, first off, they give you a full pillow and blanket, you know, that's, like, already packaged.
For all the times you asked for them, like, I knew you had them.
And then on top of that, in the seat itself, there's like this little sliding door that you can close. So you're like encapsulated.
Oh, like a partition of some sort. Okay. Yeah.
So they have that.
Like $800 chips underneath my seat kit.
And then, you know, obviously they give you snacks, but they give you like this like goodie bag of like moisturizer, cream, socks, a bunch of stuff. The one that they gave me the first go around, I was like, I'm just gonna give this. I went my mom, my sister. I was like, I'm just gonna give this to you. I was like, there's a lot of like female.
Okay.
Like, could a man use some of these products? Right. Absolutely. Right. But excuse me, female, woman, woman's products. It's geared more towards a woman.
Okay.
Some of this this goodie bag that was on this one. And I was like, my sister Denise. I was like, I'm just gonna give this to you.
Yeah.
Stuff's nice, but I'm like. Like face mask and this, that, and the other.
Who's going to really use this more?
Right. On the ride back, I think it was a little geared more towards, had more of a masculine feel, if you will.
Like bacon and whiskey. Like, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Right.
Flight was great.
Cool.
The only thing that stunk, but I understood why, you had to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Masks everywhere.
I was like, once 5 hours on a flight, probably had to wear a mask because you were eating or drinking, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could eat and you could drink, and obviously when you're doing that, you can take the mask off. But as soon as you're not eating and drinking, and they'll get you too. They're like, sir, you got to put your mask back on. I was like, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
But
did you see anyone get duct taped for being a little too much?
You know, that's the one thing I was like. I was like, I hope there's like none of that type of shit going on the flight.
But
you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, people going viral. Because that's the one thing. Like, I don't know if you do this, but every once in a while when you go somewhere, you just kind of look around, you kind of assess. And be like, who's going to be the problem?
Right.
Is there going to be a problem on this flight? And this could be flights. This could be going to the bar. This could be just anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, you just go out and you assess. And you're like, who's the one that's going to start the fucking problem?
And am I bigger than them?
Yes. And if I'm not...
Is there somebody else that I think I could befriend that is bigger than them
right.
that can handle this business for me?
Right.
Gotcha.
And you just start assessing. It's like, all right, this guy wilds out. First thing I'm doing, I'm grabbing this.
Right.
You know, and then I'm going to do... You know what I mean?
First thing I'm doing, gripping my Tito's and Sprite. Second thing...
Yeah. And, yeah, so, but there was none of that on the flight.
Good.
Flight was pretty easy breezy to and from, even on the way back.
Nice.
A little bumpy on the ride back, but you know it is.
You had the massaging chair to make sure that everything was washed all your cares away.
Or you can admit between that and then the TV has direct TV capabilities and SiriusXM, and you know a shit ton of movies you can watch.
Right.
All I did, I think, on the flight there, I just watched Bar Rescue.
Nice. Okay.
And then on the flight back, I watched like Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
And
that
was
works.
Great. Have you ever watched Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
Okay. All
I'm
right.
convinced I could be on that show.
I'm sorry.
I said I'm honestly convinced I could be on that show. Like, half the dumb shit that they make people do, I'm like, I would absolutely be able to figure out a way to either do it or make someone else do it.
There's a movie that's on Netflix. I think you should watch it. It's called Bad Trip. Same guys that, like, did Jackass.
Okay.
It's got Eric Andre and Lil Rel in it.
Okay.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
Hysterical. Because they just do a bunch of pranks, but the people don't realize it. It's,
right,
it's a movie, but they do pranks throughout the movie to, like, real people.
Okay. So it's like Borat, but like...
What's that?
So it's like Borat.
It's like Borat, but like... It's like a regular movie with a storyline, but then they break away and do these pranks on people.
Huh, okay.
It's like part of the storyline, and the people don't realize that it's pranks.
Right.
Until, you know, they show like the blooper reel at the end of the movie.
Right, right.
It's hysterical.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is there is one part of that movie, and I'm going to spoil it for anybody, sorry.
Right.
A Chinese finger trap.
Mm-hmm.
Gets
oh, no.
On, gets caught on.
Oh, no.
It's,
no.
Instead of fingers, it's two penises.
Ew, why are they that close to each other that you can get that stuff on there? Ew. Ew.
It's, you gotta watch the movie.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You gotta watch the movie.
No.
Well, that's maybe, also that's like, also after them having a night of partying and tripping balls off of, I guess, like mushrooms or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
why you don't do fucking hallucinogens. You end up fucking 2 inches away from another man's penis. Like, no, again, if that's your deal, fine.
Like, I'm not saying it for that one, but as a heterosexual male, like, no thank you.
Hold on 1 second. We're doing so well here, mm-hmm. And
the poor apples are getting
pretty. Let's see. Been keeping an eye on this thing.
Right, right.
Just
no, whatever happened, you noticed it fast as shit.
Yeah, I was like, wait. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Bad Trip movie is actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just the Vegas trip as a whole was just great. Usher was fantastic.
Sure.
Usher was fantastic. As much as I clown, I have an Ush buck for you.
Nice.
I have an Ush buck for you. It's in my suitcase.
Cool.
I got Ush bucks for the gang.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I was clowning this guy, throwing out his fake money, right, and this, that, and the other.
Still put on a hell of a show, huh?
He put on, mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus, this is, I want to go see him in December.
Nice, okay.
I want to go see him in December. I think it's so good. We lucked out too, because mm-hmm. Diddy came out. They did a couple of their songs together.
Nice.
Usher went into the vault. He went to the vault, okay, and pulled out all these old songs that he did, mm-hmm. like stuff that you might have forgotten about.
Okay.
He did those. He was fantastic.
Nice.
His hairstyle is interesting though, because he's got like he's doing like some sort of like Antonio Brown type thing with his hair right now,
mm-hmm.
so he's got like a box, okay, but like a piece is cut out of it,
okay,
so it's just like
he's a Tetris character.
His hair looks like a Tetris piece.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you know what, because it's Usher, he can do what he wants,
of course, right?
You know, mm-hmm. he had like the sequin outfit on, like, sure, a la like Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
with some custom Jordans on.
Okay.
He was doing his thing, man.
Nice.
He was doing his thing.
Very cool.
And we have really good seats.
Mm-hmm.
Nice older woman from Omaha chewed my ear off for the up until the show started.
Okay.
And yeah, well, it was just kind of like we sat down and it's me, my sister, and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, you know, I'm like, where do you want to sit? Because we had the three seats. I was like, mm-hmm. You probably want to sit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think originally she was going to sit at the end.
Right.
So it was going to be my sister, myself, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this woman from Omaha,
mm-hmm.
I already saw that this was going to be an issue.
Of
I was
course.
Like, Mom, get in the middle.
Right.
And pretty much she just chewed my ear off the entire time.
Okay. Anything in particular, or just learning about the culture?
Just, I think she's a high roller from what I understand.
Okay.
And she gets like tickets to things like this.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Quite often.
Okay.
But then it wasn't like she was just chewing my ear off. Like, she turned around and, like...
She was talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Chatty Cathy.
She's just looking for a friend, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
it was still a good time. Even
sure.
with that, it was still a good time.
Right.
And the concert was fantastic. Well, it's a residency concert.
Yeah.
So I was thinking he was going to have an opening act and this.
Mm-hmm.
That. No opening act. It was him. Just
yeah.
for 2 hours, I want to say.
Nice.
When he would take breaks, it would go on this, like... They pull up, like... giant like screen,
mm-hmm.
and it would be like videos to kind of like fill in
fill in
spots where he would, I guess, take a break or
mm-hmm.
costume change,
yeah.
wardrobe change, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Is that your first Vegas show? Because I would say, out of all the times we've gone, I don't think we've ever done like a show or anything like that.
I don't think,
like, hey,
I feel like I never
else.
Went to, yeah, like Cirque du Soleil or something
yeah.
like that. I feel like we've
mm-hmm.
never done any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, when we used to go out there, it was for TGI Friday's bartender competitions. That's
yeah.
technically a show in itself, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, we never even did like a concert when we were out there or anything like that.
I wanted, Bruno Mars was the other thing I wanted to see.
Sure.
But obviously,
mm-hmm.
I think his got cut short a little
right,
bit.
Right.
But it's all good. But between that and then just going to like dope ass restaurants, every place
mm-hmm.
out in Vegas, the portions are huge. You can have one meal a day and you'll be fine.
Okay.
You could, if you're like, oh, we're going to go have lunch in a couple hours, you're going to have dinner, impossible. You're not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat early in the morning and then you're like, all right, maybe we'll go out to dinner later.
Right.
Like an early dinner, doable. Everything else, no. Nah. Because there was like two times we canceled our dinner reservations because we were still full from lunch.
Okay.
And like every place out there, it's not like here where it's like you get a burger and fries. It's like, okay, I'm good. There it's like the biggest burger with all types of fixings and everything on there. Like everything's just massive.
It's Vegas. Everything's bigger, more opulent, over the top, whatever else. So
next time I go out there, they have this place. It's called the Black Tap Burger. We went there a couple times.
Okay.
And they have these, I think they're like $18 milkshakes, but it's the equivalent of like a cake and a milkshake.
Ooh.
Like it's like a brownie or something.
Right.
It's like two desserts. It's like a milkshake and it's like something else on top.
I'm like, not for nothing, for that, I better not be hungry for a little while then.
Oh.
But that sounds awesome. Yeah.
But I definitely want to try. I want to try that next time. Okay. The Black Tap, Black Tap Burger. Burgers were solid too.
Mm-hmm.
Burgers were solid. This, they had like pickled like jalapenos on there.
Okay.
There's something I can never put my finger on the taste, but something when you pickle like vegetables and things like that, there's always this like taste that's behind it. It's a seasoning, but I can never put my finger on what.
Dill?
I don't know.
That tends to be one of the main components of a pickle, like a pickling spice mix.
Dill?
Dill. I mean, well. Maybe it could be a particular peppercorn.
I don't think it was peppercorn.
Okay.
What about cumin?
Could be, but if you like curries and stuff like that, there's always cumin involved in that, I believe.
Right, right.
So.
But it's just, I can't put my finger on it.
Okay.
The day I put my finger on it, I'd be so happy because that spice, whatever it is so good.
Okay.
I just can't put my finger on what exactly it is.
Okay.
And I don't want to be that person. Be like, hey, excuse me, like, how do you pickle? No, I'm not going to do that today. I'm like, I deal with that 5 to 6 days out of the week. I'm not gonna do this to them too.
Mm-hmm.
But the food was fantastic. Where we stayed, I will say this, in terms of like a nightlife aspect component, I feel like there wasn't much nightlife going on, but also I think it was because of where I was. I wasn't at the Palms. I wasn't at maybe, you know, Bellagio or Cosmopolitan, one of these places where I feel like it skews a little younger.
Well, I was at the Plaza. You said that. You said you were at what you felt to be was a more mature hotel and casino.
Right.
Where, you know, like, you're right. Like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm staying, you know, at Cosmo where there's like Drea's pool, you know, pool club or whatever it is. Or like you said, Bellagio or, you know, Palms or whatever else. And not for nothing, that might not be a bad thing given our collective ages and interests at this point in time. You know, so you didn't have to maybe deal with so much riffraff or anything like that.
And, yeah.
You know, obviously everything's always just a cab or an Uber right away at this point in time.
You do, you deal with enough riffraff just walking the streets of the Vegas Strip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine.
And the one thing I noticed, I ended up going to Harrah's. Mm-hmm. They have they have regular craps tables, LED screen craps tables, which I was like totally about.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full digital, like it was like you were playing a big video game.
Okay.
So literally, like the screen is the board that you roll the dice on.
Okay.
And it turns into the craps table like layout.
Okay.
But then, like, the graphics change. Like, if you start going on a heater, you start seeing, like, fire. Like, a fire graphic start coming up.
Okay.
And then when you start getting really, really good, it goes into, like, space.
Right.
Like, into, like, a galaxy. Like, like some Star Wars shit. But it was good. And honestly, like, the craps table I was at, it was, like, me and, like, two other guys. We had a good time at the craps table.
Because
it was just kind of one of those, I was like, nah, I'm running out of time. Let's keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I hit a couple points. Like, a couple of other people hit a couple points. Like, we were hitting numbers.
Okay.
It was just, like, you know, it ran its course. But it was a good time.
Yeah.
I definitely, you know what? If that's one of the products of the pandemic, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm about that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, yeah, just a decent amount. I didn't get, you know, I didn't drink too crazy out there. There was like maybe one or two nights where I definitely
indulged a little.
A little bit. But all in all, I kind of kept it, you know.
It's also a different vibe, though.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's a different vibe, and also, too, I think my mother and my sister also kind of angered me a little bit.
Sure.
Just to kind of like, all right, let me not be like a total like
right
ass mm-hmm. while I'm out here.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But all in all, yeah, fantastic time. Palazzo's a great place to stay. I probably wouldn't. The Palazzo is very. It's like you want to do the extravagant stuff, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, you know, my mom, my sister. I told you, my mom, my sister. They live their lifestyle differently than a lot of us do. What they mm-hmm. do is, they work the 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. They come home, they're homebodies, and mm-hmm. they watch TV, and then they go right. to bed, wake up, do it again.
Sure.
And they'll do that for however many months,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "Yo, we're going on vacation." They ball sure. out.
Right.
They ball the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm jealous. I'm like, I wish I could just do that too. Right. And I could, but I mean, I just feel like me and my mom, my sister, we live different lives.
It's a different lifestyle, yeah.
Right.
You know.
So I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you know, settled down and maybe like that type of thing, maybe that would be more sure. of a doable thing. Because mm-hmm. I mean, single man, so I'm just, you know, I'm out there just trying to play the field.
Right.
But yeah, they ball out because they're talking about, like, even after this, they're like, oh, you know, we were supposed to go to Greece, but now we can't because they're gonna go to Greece,
right?
Them, it's gonna be my mom, my sister, Drake, and DJ Khaled. They're just going to Greece.
Yeah, like, Mykonos is already.
Yes. They're gonna check out the Acropolis.
Sure. Oh, you know, and the Parthenon.
Yeah. And the Rock of Gibraltar. Yes. Those are the only things I know about Greece. Beautiful mm-hmm. from what I see. A lot of times I see Greece, like, because I have like a Windows computer, so obviously mm-hmm. they always have those like backgrounds of like these beautiful locales and everything mm-hmm. like that, and usually a lot, it's like one out of every five is Greece.
Yeah. Considering it's mostly coastal, half that menu you can't eat, but get used to
lamb. I
like lamb, so
I fucks with lamb.
Yeah,
I fucks with lamb, absolutely. Yeah. Little lamb, little feta. Hey, listen, I'll fuck up a gyro.
Sure.
I'll fuck some gyros up. No problem. Yeah. Or gyro, whatever you want, mm-hmm. however you want to pronounce it.
And they look at that as like peasant street food until you get like a little baby lamb brought to your table and it's like, yes, I want that thing.
Baby lamb's already like, it's not alive, right?
No. If it is and it's that little like, I'm like, fuck you. All right, well, you know what? I'll have the fish today. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Right.
I feel terrible about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fuck us with baby lamb mm-hmm. in Greece. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? That's like a rap lyric right there.
Done.
Yeah. So it's a Rabbit Hole podcast.
So you, your mom, DJ Khaled, Drake, and your sister.
Yes.
Just all fucking up
Greece.
Hey, just all fucking up Greece.
Yeah. Come on, me. I don't know the lyrics. I just know it. Just harmonize it.
Right? That's awesome.
Just listen to Greece on mm-hmm. your... you just listen to that track, Greece,
mm-hmm.
while you're in Greece. DJ Khaled and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Drizzy Drake. So, besides that, what else has been going on?
Not much.
No?
Yeah, not much. Just maintaining.
Bobby enjoyed a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
AC was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Again, and I know we talked about it a little bit before. We were kind of testing the audio or whatever, but like, just for me personally, like, and I sent messages to everyone who came down, just thanking them for all that they did, and you know, the various different ways that they made the weekend special and you know, memorable for me, and like, you know, saying it to you, like, in terms of that, you never to make it down and everything like that. It was from soup to nuts, just an incredibly, incredibly enjoyable time. It was, like you said, it feels like it's the culmination of all the years we went down there, and we just kind of figured out a way to make it all happen the way we wanted it to.
Sure.
You know, timing, the weather held out, even though it was kind of rainy in spots here and there. Still able to take advantage of the deck, you know. Right. The meals we all shared together, now, understandably, less shots before we decided to order bills, because I saw that Snapchatter and then the Instagram story the next day, and I was like, wow, that was a lot of fucking food.
We ate a lot of food at Bill's.
And it sucks, too, because there's a part of me that's like, I want that later. I don't want this all right now, but, like, I want those nachos the way they taste right this minute 5 hours from now. And that was not going to be a possibility.
Bill's Bar and Burger is one of those, like, hidden gems that, mm-hmm. like, it was at the Harris Casino and then it made its way mm-hmm. to the Golden Nugget.
Is this
and
I'm so happy. Because that was always the big appeal for it at Harrah's, was that, that was that spot at 4 o'clock in the morning where it was like, oh, this is actually good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, in that sense, it wasn't just like, oh.
It turns into a scene, too, because everybody that gets out from the clubs and the partying, they're like, yo, I'm starving. I need something.
Gravy fries.
Yeah.
And a burger.
Yeah.
Let me jalapeno bacon cheeseburger.
Let me get the disco fries. Let me get a burger. Let me get the Mexicali burger, whatever it was called, with the bacon and the jalapeno.
I could always tell, like, when me and you used to room together in Harrah's together, I always knew how quickly I ended up making it up to the room to pass out compared to how quickly you made it up to the room to pass out, judging by how much fucking Bills was sitting there uneaten the next morning when I woke up.
And then a lot of times they always had the red velvet cupcake. The red velvet cupcake is so good. I know. You don't fuck with that.
Nope.
But the red velvet cupcake.
Some extra disco fries. I'm fine with that. But again, from everything from all the way through was just it was perfect. It was nice. It was low key. We got to have cigars on the deck. We got to have a decent band one night. To everyone being there, just everything being chill, no one getting sick, no drama, no nothing. Like the worst drama was apparently Atlantic City during high tide and a flash flood really fucks up the roads because Chuck's car almost got stuck.
Sure.
But other than that, and you know what that led to? It led to a small little bay, like little like village of shops and stuff, like restaurants, bars, stuff like that, where we found a fucking awesome backyard bar.
I was going to say, what was the name of that bar? I think
I guarantee you Chuck wrote it down.
Hashtag if Chuck had Instagram.
I guarantee you Katie's asked him what it was at least 10 times. I don't remember what it was. But I will tell you this. You're looking for just a little something to get that base started. Maybe a Bloody Mary. Maybe a beer. Whatever you're looking to do. Thick cut, Old Bay French fries with cheese sauce.
Can I tell you something?
All of that shit, like, bury me in it.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
The more we're talking about this, it's like I want to go back.
Oh, no. That's the thing, buddy. That's the thing.
I talk about this, I was like, oh, I want to go back. Can we go back?
If you give me comps after not showing up for 2 fucking years at this place, in the fact that you got annexed from the group that used to own you to now the point that you're on your own and not for nothing, I can tell why you're giving comps now because you ain't got nothing really going for you other than the fact that the room is free.
They don't even have the cards to hang on the doorknob outside. No, being like, not disturbed.
People had to write and hang it up with band-aids that said no, like no service please or privacy or like don't come in here or we're doing shit. Like nothing. Like you go over to the Golden Nugget room and you're like, that's what a hotel room looks like. You go over to this one and you're like, well, the bed doesn't have bugs. We're fine. You know what I mean? Like,
again, the room itself was nice. The room about it was nice.
This is our new Trump Plaza. If the comps still flow that way, where I can completely disregard you when the money's a little bit better, we stay at the nicer spots. And when it's a random weekend, it's like, fuck it, let's just go. We're like, hey, Bally's, you got me?
Yeah.
All right. But no. If after 2 years they didn't, they'll give me a comp. They'll give us a comp again.
Right.
We'll go down. Maybe do a September or October or something. Get a nice little long weekend in, pow. And then we'll definitely take an Uber over to that one new bar that we found. Even the bartenders were like, it was like a mainly predominantly female staff, but it was like local female staff. And not like in the way of Atlantic City where you think of, where you're like, you know? It was cool. No, it was chill. It was, again, and it sucks because at that point in time, and I didn't realize when you were actually coming down, but you were on your way down. Rosie was on her way back. It was starting to like rain. Chuck's car stuck because he can't get it out there because all the streets flooded.
Right.
So like, unfortunately, it would have been awesome to have you guys all there in Chuck's car in a place where he didn't have to worry about
flooding
or whatever. But for all of the inconveniences, it ended up being a fun little gym. So definitely go do that again. You know, definitely go kind of do a lot more. Much of the same similar stuff. Found a fun new rooftop bar right there.
Right.
Which is cool. So, yeah. I'm down. Give it a little bit of time. Let you stay in one state for over a week. You know.
Sure.
And we'll go from there.
You wonder the other thing, too, is and it's like, because of, you know, I manage Stage House. Mm-hmm. I'm manager of Stage House. Mm-hmm. Every time, what's been happening is, every time like something's popping off, it's been on the off week of me getting paid. So
of course,
it's like, oh, it's like, all right, all right, I could do this, but damn, it's like, mm-hmm. I wish I was getting paid Friday. You know what
but
I mean?
But see, here's the also the positive of that. As long as you know you're straight, you have a little less time to worry about when the next time you get paid is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so as long
I
as the money's right enough to the point where, and obviously it is, bills are paid, roof's over the head, everything's
right.
good. If my entertainment may have to be supplemented a little bit with, you know, possibly gambling a little bit more, that's not the worst thing in the world, because God forbid shit pops off in not the positive way, I only got 5 days till payday.
Right.
Or that direct deposit is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if you have Chime, maybe you can get it on Thursday night. You know what I mean? Like,
usually, let's see, I would be getting paid Friday yeah. this week, so it'll hit the account late night Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And we have been in that position, I'm sure, at least one point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we never mentioned, where it's now Thursday at 3:45 in the morning. We got down there for a long weekend in Atlantic City.
It's like, come on, baby.
And it did not work out. Then 3:30 hits it, and you're like, ding, 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 ding. What's my max withdrawal? Pow.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
Black.
Because you just, yeah.
Shit.
Well, that was like the guy, I go to a roulette
oh,
table.
Oh, my goodness.
I go to a roulette table. And I'm actually doing okay. I'm hanging in.
You were there for a while. I was there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like doing all right. And then this guy comes along. And whatever. Free country.
Sure.
It's America. I all get right. it. This guy sits down. He's whipping out. He whipped out probably... I think he was playing $2,000 hands.
Oh, yeah.
$2,000,
yeah.
like,
it was four
roulette spins.
Chips. Yeah.
And he's just whipping out.
At a $15 min table, nonetheless.
You
like, want to
talk about somebody addicted to blue cheese?
Yeah, right.
That guy had the blue cheese. He had the
sure.
blue face hundreds.
Uh huh.
And you know, they got to lay them out all on the yeah. roulette table,
right.
and then they got to check them to make sure that they're not counterfeit. They
mm-hmm.
got to do that whole thing.
What?
And then they
got
to talk to the pit boss.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, here's your chips.
Also, like on a Saturday night when it's busy.
And I'm like, oh, this guy's just slow. Like the vibe
yeah.
just.
Oh,
he's
mm-hmm.
slowly sucking the vibe out because it's like. Obviously, you all want to hang out. You all want to make money. You want to play. Because honestly, there are times where I'll play and I'll see somebody else like bet something. I was like, you know what? I don't want to bet against them. I'm going to bet with them.
Sure.
I hope
yeah.
we all win.
Yeah.
But like, and there were times it worked out. There were times I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy just kind of like sucked the air out of the room when he
mm-hmm.
sat down. And he just was like, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, spin it. Come on, spin. Like,
right.
he was just like, oh, I'm like, we really need
hey,
this guy at
the
table right
the
now. In my mind, it's like, Aren't there high limit tables you could do this at?
For $2,000 a spin, yeah, you're probably gonna get rated better for it too.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing at the regular $25 table?
Congratulations, Shamu, you're in a fucking pond right now. Like,
yeah.
go find a fucking ocean. Like, what are you fucking
but
doing?
I mean, it's just, I was like, oh man, this guy's just totally just killing
mm-hmm.
the vibe right now.
Everyone's sitting there with like $500 in front of him or whatever it is. This guy's bringing out like $10,000 to just lose in the same time you're losing, you know. $100 or something.
Right.
Like, does that make you feel good? Like, go somewhere else.
I'm glad that you have a level of disposable income that you could just go and just bet $2,000 spins on roulette.
Sure, I guess.
But, jeez.
Eh.
I don't know. I feel like if you get...
Or,
I don't know.
Okay, if nothing else, if that's the case, then be a fucking marker player so you don't have to get every single fucking hundred validated.
Sure.
You know what I mean in that
yeah.
sense? Like, if you're really whipping it out like that, you know what I mean? Like, make sure all the serial numbers don't line up as, like, back-to-back and all that shit. It's like, come on.
It was just definitely a very,
and I
like...
Figured, yeah, then the fucking wheel's not spinning at all, like...
It was just very,
yeah.
like, just deflating after that. And then after that, it was just, like, started, you know, betting, and then it's just like, your mojo's gone.
It's just gone.
You
just took a cab back to the hotel. I don't fucking want to be in this place anymore.
Yeah,
this
it's
horrible.
Like, man, this guy, whatever his fucking name is.
Right? Hope you're fucking happy.
Yeah. And I think he hit, like, maybe, out of all that, I think he hit maybe, like, twice.
Yeah, I went over and I watched that guy blow fucking five
He lost. He lost a lot of money
good
and only
him.
Gained back a little bit.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I guess, if that's how you like to do your day, I prefer the opposite.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I prefer the opposite where everyone has fun. You know what
I mean?
Like,
I feel like maybe, you know, I don't... I feel like if you get to a certain point and you're betting like that, like you got money like that, is the casino even, like...
It's not fun for you.
It's
no.
not fun anymore.
Well, because here's the thing. It's the rush. It's the same thing as
right.
like the John Daly, the Charles Barkley, the Michael Jordans or whatever. It's the rush. It's no longer the actual financial equivalent because there's probably very little... that they could do unless they went on this spectacular run that netted them hundreds of millions or something like that, where you could actually say that's life-changing money.
Right.
Where, like, for us, we could maybe say, hey, you know, fill in the blank is something attainable in terms of life-changing money for us at a casino.
Right.
Where someone like that who maybe, and again, maybe he doesn't have it like that, and maybe this guy's just got a really serious problem, and, you know, he's happy
to get his hands on, gambler.
Yeah, he's happy to get his hands on a bit more money than what he's used to, or something like that. But, yeah, in general, it's like, those guys, when they play, they're not playing because it's life-changing money. They're playing it for the actual thrill of gambling, of the potential of winning and losing. Like, where for us, yeah, sometimes, back in the day, it might have been for the thrill of trying to win life-changing money. And for us now, at this point in time, it's like, all right, you know, I'm still going to pay the bar tab, but it's like, am I paying it because, you know, Golden Nugget gave me the money, or am I paying it because it's coming out of my credit card this tonight?
Right.
That's kind of the way we look at it.
Yeah.
You know? Not like, hey, let's put out 10 grand and just fucking lose it in four spins. Like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it just sounds like there's no, like, fun.
Like, honestly, next time you want, give me that band, I'll kick you in the nuts. Like, it's fun. And also, I guarantee you, I can spend it a lot cooler than you can, guy. Like,
oh, yeah. Are you kidding
me? You know what
me?
I mean? That's like intermediate loafers and apartment ones. Shit. Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Do you have intermediate loafers?
You want to know what's funny,
maybe
too?
Maybe one less odd even bet guy.
What's funny, too, is like, because obviously you got the comp room down in Lake City. Yeah. And, like, I was telling our friend Kat, and Kat was like, you go to Lake City, Bobby? I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, he's got comp room for Friday and Saturday. She was like, how did he get comp rooms for Friday and Saturday? Like, she was, like, amazed. And I was like, it's called sixes and eights all day.
That's it? Oh, that's it. That's
it. It's called a Yo 11 every once in a while.
I never even hit big at that casino.
Yeah, it's called a Yo 11 every once in a while on a craps table. That's I was it. Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I was like, it's called 000 okay. splits, kid. That's what it's called.
It's called blow these dice. Let's go.
it's called, yo, that 5, mm-hmm. 17, mm-hmm. 22. It's called, that's money on all those chips.
Is anybody
listening to me out here? I'm giving you fucking knowledge right now.
Flushes and straights and three card, baby. Let's
do
it.
That's how you mm-hmm. get comp rooms on a weekend.
You always bet the six card hand. Come on now.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how you get it. How you get comp rooms on Friday, Saturday. This is what we do.
Yeah, you put the dick out of the fucking table. I'm like, hi, give me this. Apparently mine was only so impressive because I got the rooms, but I didn't get the privacy please thing on the door for the
door. Well, nobody does.
And for no other reason than the fact that I'm like, I just don't want someone coming into the room.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Just, you know, the room service is not coming on the door. It was
funny. No. That's because in hotels now, there is no room service. There is no maid service. Like, you know, in
Atlantic City, there's still... I'm sorry, in Las Vegas, there's still...
That's because they still care. Like, right. In Atlantic City, at a place that recently got, like, shuttered by, like, its main ownership group, at this point in time, they put a maid card out on that floor at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. You want something? Take it. Some people took it for the ride home. Some people took it for the room for later that day. I'm like, because I said that before, because I put your name on the room, in case what happened, which was right. I was out of the hotel. And I said, also, if you wouldn't mind, too, could you please just bring in some more towels? We used ours, and like I said, I have another friend meeting us down here. She said, oh, yeah, no problem. I said, yeah, you just bring it in, you know, let yourself in, just put it on the counter. And, like, I don't need you to, like, make the bed or anything like that. I'm perfectly capable. And whatchamacallit? They came in, they made the bed, they took the dirty towels, did not bring anything fresh, so I had to go find a maid cart and stole more towels.
It's funny, I feel like, especially Vegas,
mm-hmm.
with, I guess, to clean the rooms now, mm-hmm. on top of, like, obviously, you want to make sure that the room is clean,
sure.
Sheets are clean.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's sanitized, everything like that. I feel like now they have to do even more of an extensive clean because of COVID.
Probably.
Because, so it's probably like a checklist of things that they have to take care mm-hmm. of. Which, you know, for all intents and purposes, I hope they're following that.
Of course.
But what I've also, but in the process of doing that, mm-hmm. it probably takes so much longer to clean rooms, period.
And they have less staff.
And they're probably short staffed, just like every other mm-hmm. business right now
mm-hmm.
In the world.
Well, a lot of places, because they say it's because of COVID, like, hey, do not want a stranger in your room. But a lot of places will give you the option to opt out of maid service.
And if I'm ever in a hotel by myself, I usually opt out of it. I'll reuse my same towel. I'll make my bed.
That's what I did on some things.
I mean? Yeah, but like being the fact that I shared a room with you, we shared a room with Rosie.
Right.
You know, there was a part of me that was like, no, you know what? I don't need you to make the bed or anything like that. Like, yeah, but maybe some fresh towels would be nice because, you know, there'll be more people there or something like that. Or, you know, someone's taking their makeup off or whatever.
It's funny too, because like my mom, my sister, when we were out in Vegas, we had adjoining rooms. Mm-hmm. So, like, my mom and sister would get, like, the turn down service or like that.
Right.
And, like, one day I was leaving, and I put the, you know, do not disturb on the door. Right. And the woman was like, would you like me to, you know, come in there and clean the room? And I was like, no, I'm good, actually, because I had enough towels. Because the room is big enough for probably, like, 3 or 4 people. I had enough towels and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just me. I was like, no, I'll be okay. I'm like, oh, you don't have to clean the room tonight. Mm-hmm. And she was like, awesome.
That's great.
She was like so thrilled that she didn't have to clean the room.
I hate to say, man, just like you said, there's probably more that they have to do. Yeah. There's less people to do it.
Right.
She's like, oh, thank God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that ends up being like a 10-minute break she can take or something.
Sure.
So, good. Yeah, cool. Good. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I actually wanted was more cups and more towels. Because obviously the only thing I care about is showering and drinking. Like,
oh, and I will say this too. Mm-hmm. Like, so obviously we went out there, went out to Vegas. You know, you're looking for a liquor store. Don't worry about that. Just go to Walgreens. Walgreens sells everything out there.
Right?
They sell everything. If you're looking for clothes, if you're looking for a hat, if you're looking for toiletries.
Is it normal prices or is it like, oh wow, it's tourist? Tourist trap Vegas prices.
It's marked up slightly. I think for regular items, they're priced regularly.
Right.
I think for alcohol, it's marked up a little bit more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So we were like, all right, let's get a bottle of something for the room. So I was talking to my sister. So we find a bottle of Tito's. It's like a $7.50. Mm-hmm. It's not even like, it's the smaller bottle of Tito's.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the casino. We went to like the casino like general store or whatever you want to call it.
Gift shop, whatever.
Gift shop. This fucker was like $57.
Sure.
And I'm like,
sure.
What? Mm-hmm. No. So we went to Walgreens.
Yep.
They had a handle for about $40.
Okay. Still a little bit.
And which is still marked up, but still $40. Right. And that's like a 1.75 liter.
Yeah.
Tito's for $40 as opposed to a 750 milliliter of the same thing for $20 more almost.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here.
We did that at Golden Nugget when we were in AC.
Yeah.
Like, we were standing there around for something and Rosie was like, I want a drink. And I was like, yeah, I'll grab one too. And the only thing that we were right there, I saw it was a gift shop. So I'm like, fuck it, we'll pick something up here because you probably can't walk around with a drink from the bar or whatever. It was like $30 for like one beer and like some random like ready to drink cocktail. That was not even a name I'd ever heard of before, so sorry if your tummy hurt.
Nope.
Yeah. I was like $30. I was like, what? I've seen 6 packs of like Heineken in the gift shop for like $25. I'm like,
nah, get the fuck out of here.
Eh.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Well, that's half the reason why we always stopped at the liquor store right across from Hard Rock.
Right. But this was like, alright, so
we were also on the complete opposite side.
Right. So I was like, alright, this is the best we can do. So yeah, so I got a handle of Tito's.
Do you Uber Eats booze from there?
I don't never tried it.
Because I know you can Uber Eats alcohol. I've seen that as an option on the app.
Something tells me that you're probably not able to do it.
Okay.
I have a feeling that they're like, we know what you're trying to do,
right,
and we're not going to let you do it.
You're not helping any of the major commerce in this city.
Right.
Take the cab over there, go to the liquor store. Now it's like, no, I want someone else to bring it to me, but I don't want to pay the exorbitant prices you're charging me.
Yeah. They might even charge more if you do it through an Uber Eats or something.
Oh,
they'll
sure.
probably
oh,
just like
sure.
charge you through the nose.
Yeah, that service fee is like $29. I'm like, fuck.
But it's funny because even like so... on the way back, because obviously we had a handle of Tito's. The only people that are drinking are myself and my sister. And I was like, I'm not going to drink a handle of Tito's, or at least half a handle of Tito's in like 6 days.
Right.
I was like, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up just putting the remainder in water bottles. I put it in my suitcase.
Yeah.
And my sister wanted gummies because for anxiety and whatever have you, she was like, we talked about this. She was like, you have to figure out a way how I'm going to get these home. And I was like, why am I the drug dealer?
Because I'm the young black man. I'm the one who has to fucking figure this out. Like,
And it's funny because what ended up happening was that we go to the dispensary. It's like the second to last day. Mm-hmm. And we go. Uh-huh. And she buys like three sets of like gummies, once for this, once for that, once for, you know, it's the, you can get like items just
she
for every
shit in Jersey and New York too, right?
I mean, I guess you could, but
I know,
I guess because
I know a place in Union you can get it, and it's a very clean, like good, well run establishment.
The thing is too is that that's like a big selling point for them in Vegas now. You get in the cab, like you take a cab from the airport to the hotel. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Do you want to stop at the dispensary first?" Like that's like a selling point.
Okay.
And even on your way out, they're like, "Hey, do you want to stop at the dispensary before you hop on the flight?"
Gotcha. Okay.
So we went and you know, we're there, and I'm like, "Where is this place?" And then she was like, "We could probably walk from like where we are to the dispensary." Mm-hmm. And I looked at her. I was like, "We cannot walk this. We'd be on the highway." It'd be the equivalent of, like, walking on the Garden State Parkway. Mm-hmm. I was like, we can't walk this.
No. Also, things are deceptively far away from each other.
And so we end up going there. Mm-hmm. And she asked. She was like, "Hey, can I travel with this? Mm-hmm. I live in New York. Is that going to be an issue?" Legally, they cannot tell you whether or not that you can do it or not. Because they got to cover their ass. Mm-hmm. So she bought them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she got, like, three packages of gummies. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "All right, you know, like, still try to figure out how you're gonna get this." Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we get back to the hotel. First off, we get back to the hotel. She has the bag from the dispensary. Mm-hmm. First thing, like, not security, but he was outside. Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah, you can't have that bag."
Right.
He was like, "Tuck it away, put it in your purse, but yeah, you can't have it visibly," like, whatever.
It's like physically walking in with a case of beer. Like, we get you're gonna do it, just please don't, like, shove it in our face that you're doing it.
Yeah, so it was just like, I was like, this guy's giving you trouble already? There's no way you're getting this on the plane.
They didn't even bring the dogs out yet.
And...
are those the Happy Time Good Night gummies?
I was just like, yo, there's no way. So, I'm talking to her, and whatever, so... I don't know. It just like a moment of just like clarity. And I was just like, "Let me see those." Like she showed me, it was like three packages. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Go downstairs to the gift shop, buy gummy bears, and swap them out."
Yeah.
"You're welcome."
Yeah. That or gummy vitamins or something like that.
Yeah, and I was like, "You're welcome." So then that way it's in a different packaging. Mm-hmm. And it's in your suitcase and
super
whatever.
Lotto if you get caught.
Right.
Like they were selling weed gummies in gummy bear boxes downstairs at the gift shop. I don't know what the fuck I tell you.
Oh yeah, snitch on him real quick.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm like, "Mr. Palazzo," like, yeah, that guy.
Mr. Venetian. Which, by the way, the Venetian logo is a... But long story short,
mm-hmm.
Made at home, safe and sound.
Nice.
And, you know, she said that they're... I think she got, like, peach gummy. She's like, "They're so good." I was like, mm-hmm. "You're welcome, by the way."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, the Venetian logo is, I realize, is a griffin.
Okay, sure.
A mythical
flying dog?
It's a lion with wings.
It's a lion with wings, yeah.
I thought about that for a second. I was like, how fucking crazy is that? The king of the jungle, and now you tell me he could fly?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's...
And laser shoot out of his eyes?
I don't know about that.
It's a fucking Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, I'm like, I want a lion with wings.
Right.
And laser beams shooting out of its mm-hmm. eyes. It's crazy. I just thought about that. I was just like...
And we're talking about intermediate loafers. Like, we've just gotten a whole new... That's a whole new tax bracket. Where are you going to keep them?
I think what I'm going to have to do is... I think we're going to have to... Like, I'm gonna go, like, loafer, like... I'm gonna look at loafers. I want to see the best pair mm-hmm. for the lowest price you can get. And then just slowly just work your way up.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, yeah, this is like... It's like, this isn't even my final form fucking loafers.
Right.
And then just, we'll take it from there. I think that's, I think loafers are going to have to be. All right, so what's the next thing? What's the next potential thing that we'd be doing in terms of, like, a birthday or a party? I know.
Oh, I guess like, it might be Chuck's birthday.
All right, so
November.
Chuck's birthday. Yeah. Do we know what he's doing yet for his birthday?
We'll figure it out.
I'm gonna have to take off for work now, so I can make sure that I get off for
now,
that day.
In fairness, we've always done it this way too. We've done a local and we've done an extended.
This is also very true.
So if Don't Call Me Francis is playing there somewhere around the time of his birthday, I guarantee you we could probably convince him to come
as soon.
But if it's because his birthday is November could be tricky. That could be loafer weather or that could be duck boot weather. I'm not bringing both.
I might test fate and rock some loafers.
I'm not saying I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying that I'm going to be upset if I have to carry both.
Okay. I think that might be the next.
Separate bag, like a nice, like a suitcase for just my shoes.
Just rock the straight utility bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about a. You know what? My sister's about the utility bag.
Is she?
She got a Louis.
Of course
she's
she did.
She's got a Louis utility bag.
Mm-hmm. You know what that is? That's staying in Monday through Friday.
Well, yeah. That's called balling out.
Sure.
You know, after.
Mm-hmm.
Working right. Hardcore for the last, like, you know, 3 months.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so I, it was funny because, like, I have a, like, my sister was like, oh, by the way, like, they have, like, washcloths and stuff like that, you know, for the room if you need them, like, extra towels. I was like, oh, I have, like, one of those, like, Axe, like, body sponge things or whatever, like, mm-hmm. with the rough end and, like, the...
Right.
It's not a loofah, but it's, like, I don't even know what you call that.
A loofah meets a pumice stone or something
like
that,
yeah, it's just, like, I was like, oh, I have, like, a thing. Like, I don't even know, what do you even call that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up and see what it is. But I told her I had one of those, and she was like, oh, you fancy. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Really? I'm sorry.
Louis utility bag? Right? I'm like, excuse me?
I feel like a utility bag, though, like, you really can't get one and rock it if it's not some level of designer, though. It doesn't have to be high-end, hot couture, but I feel like at the same time, too, it can't just be like, oh, this is Walmart. You know, this is the Kmart version of a utility bag. Like, this is, you know, it's basically a Target bag with a strap around it or something like that. Like, I don't feel like you can do it that way. Like, if you're going to actually rock a utility bag and have the confidence to rock one, it's got to be on some level of designer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
It is called the Axe Detailer Two-Sided Body Wash Soap Shower Tool.
Hmm.
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, the thing from Axe, the sponge.
Right.
It is a two-sided body wash soap shower tool. And I tell you what, man, those things, they come in handy. I like it. I like the shower tool. You use a shower tool or you use, like, a washcloth? Or do you not use anything at all?
Use my hands.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Something, and, you know, it's something about in the urban community.
Sure, okay.
You got to use a washcloth. My family always called it a rag. They're like, they got rags. like that's what we called it. I don't know why. I think that might be a West Indies thing.
Okay.
But it was like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, they got rags in the room. I was like, ah, no, I got the Axe detailer, two-sided body wash soap shower tool. Mm-hmm. I don't need a rag. Oh, you fancy,
it's,
huh?
It's probably a good thing I didn't come with you and share that adjoining room. Because all I hear is, they got rags in here. I'm like, you're staying in a $600 a night fucking luxury, like, room. I'm like, it's a washcloth. It's all right. Like,
but yeah,
I'm not, obviously, it's just the slang for it, right, or whatever. But
yeah.
That's like also a generational thing, though, because, like, my parents used to use washcloths. And I just never used them. I'm like, I have hands. They contour. They do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know, but it's something about the washcloth gets in there a lot more. Like,
I don't know. Nobody knows my body better than me. I don't think.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that if you think about it like this, right?
I used a loofah for, like, a day, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever.
Because, like, washcloths, and I'm going to tell you this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should use a washcloth at least. Like, use it for, like, a week and see how you feel.
Because
I feel like you'll get to a certain level of clean, and, like, wow, I didn't realize, like, the washcloth can get, you can get more of a grip. It's like, all right, here's the thing, right? If you're cleaning your apartment, let's say, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you get like a towel, mm-hmm. or you get, like, whatever cloth and you use it to wipe off, right? What's going to get it cleaner? The towel or whatever like that? Or mm-hmm. are you putting stuff on your hands and wiping it off with your hands?
Okay, but are you going to use that towel to sit there and try to get, like, something deep down in there? Or are you going to take that towel off and actually end up using, like, the edge of your finger to scrape off something off of, like, a surface?
But see, here's the thing, is that you use the towel, use the hand and the towel together.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way it gets,
but it's not going to get the same level of I don't want to say, for lack of a better term, but it's the same level of, like, penetration into it, like, whatever it is you're trying to get up.
I mean, it's a little bit of elbow grease, like, when you're in the shower.
I get elbow grease just fine with my damn hand.
Yeah, but then you look at the washcloth and you mm-hmm. see that, like, what you accomplished. You're like, oh, wow, like, I really, like, I got in there good.
Yeah, so wash your hands after you get done. The same fucking thing.
I know. I'm just telling
I'm
you.
I'm good.
You're good. I know. Listen.
You know what you're going to make me do? I'm going to go to fucking Target and get a 3-pack of rags, quote, unquote, if you will. And, like, hey,
I got some in my closet if you want.
Are they used?
I mean, they're clean. I've used them. And
is that one of those things? Where do you fall on that? Like, I'm fine letting someone borrow, like, pretty much almost anything. But I feel like things that you've used to clean yourself with are not something that I would offer. Like, it's why I would not give you roll-on deodorant. I would give you, like, deodorant spray.
See, if I got roll-on deodorant, I would just, like, kind of scrape off the top layer and then use it.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's fair. That would be me. Okay. That works. You know, like...
I mean, here's the thing. Is this, like... I hear what you're saying.
Because, like, I know people who will, like, shower, and they shower, they scrub the bar of soap on their body. I'm like, I will never use that soap.
Another reason why I use the washcloth.
Or just get body wash and use your hands. Let Dove's 6 moisturizing ingredients, like, do the work for you.
Yeah, but then on a shower detailed... a two-sided body wash soap shower tool?
I don't want to know what you have to use that second, like, rougher thing for.
You know what it's for.
No, I know what it's for, but it's like, what have you done that requires that? And, like,
I mean, it's just a deeper level? Clean. That's all it is. You want to be as clean as possible?
I do, but I want to stop where clean is before I get to where violated is. And I feel like that rough part is where you get into that violated part. And at that point in time, the only person I had to blame is myself.
Okay.
Yep.
We can agree to disagree. Mm-hmm.
This will be the first podcast that ever gets comments. It was like, wow, Bobby's dirty. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Like, how did this happen? He doesn't have a pumice stone in his shower. I'm like, I have body wash. That's it.
And I'm going to say this, and this might be TMI, mm-hmm. and I'm prefacing with that right now.
Sure.
And I don't know if everybody does this, mm-hmm. but when you go number two, mm-hmm. and obviously you do what you gotta do to get clean, mm-hmm. you should finish up with a wipe.
As long as it's like a
baby wipe.
I was gonna say as long as it's something that you can watch. See, here's the thing though, and I'm weird. I very, very rarely ever do number two after I shower. It's very rare.
I'm not talking about what I'm saying is
I will go number one or go number two and then hit the shower.
Okay.
So I know I'm clean.
It's weird because have you ever done that? I've done that before where it's mm-hmm. like, oh man, I gotta go to the bathroom. And once again, guys, sorry, TMI.
Well, here's the thing though.
The toilet seat's all wet.
I'll go back in the shower again at that point. Unless like something really happens right all the time because no. Because then, yeah, you're wet, you're swampy. Like,
yeah. It's not fun.
Toilet paper is meant to dissolve on contact with water. Like, no.
But I'm telling you, nope. it's.
Oh, we've known about the baby wipe since the days of working at Fridays.
Yes, we've done it, but I didn't do it consistently.
No. That like was now, only if you knew.
Like, I feel like now because I'll go to the one place around here. Like it's a combination of CVS and then the place Harmon's Face Values, they sell like really good quality products like on the cheap. Mm-hmm. So like they'll sell like a 3-pack of like 180 like wipes mm-hmm. each. Mm-hmm. So like I have one in my bag. I have one just like in the bathroom, and then I'll just have one in the closet.
Are they flushable?
Technically, they're flushable, but okay. I don't flush them. Because even though when they say they're flushable, I don't believe it.
Apparently, that's one of the worst plumbing stories you hear. It's like they're right. clogged up with that shit.
Well, that's the thing, because even the flushable ones, I don't trust them.
No.
So I fashion a little like bag and kind of like put them in there.
Dispose of it like anything else.
Yeah, but that's what I do. But even every once in a while, I'll just use... Sometimes if you're in a pinch and you only have time to take a shower, mm-hmm. I'll just get a couple of those wipes and just, like, do, like, quick little...
Yeah, if you have to.
Little over the...
Do a little spritz.
Yeah, do a little bit of that, and then you're good to go. You know? Mm-hmm. Do the parts that could be potentially smelly. So, you know, you're doing the armpits.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You do the undercarriage a little bit, and then, you know, mm-hmm. and then that's it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with any of that.
Yeah.
This is a hell of a way to crescendo this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, well, because it started with the shower, and then it started, then it kind of mm-hmm. just like turned into this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so anyway, it is an hour 19. People mm-hmm. have probably checked out like
this 3 podcasts with the average viewing, with the average listening duration.
This is true. But hopefully, everything checks out in terms of the sound quality. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, I apologize. Unfortunately, the last one we did, it was sounding so like off. I couldn't use it. It's like I listened to like the raw. Yeah, I listened to like the raw like quality of it. And I was mm-hmm. like, it doesn't really sound that good. Gotcha. And I don't want to put it out there because that's the one that everybody listens to. They're like, I listen to your podcast. It sounds like shit. I was like, listen to the other 3 years of podcasts that we did.
Right,
asshole. Mm-hmm.
you got the one bad one. Apparently, Bobby's dirty. Like this is awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.